I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. So where is your business going to be in 5 years? That is the question at hand for us today, because I was literally having a conversation exactly like this last week, and I was talking to someone who had been in business for like, I don't know, 7, 8, maybe 10 years, and she was literally saying that over the last year or two, business has been cut by like 75%. Like she lost a ton of clients. And we were kind of dug into why is that? Like, what's going on? Where are the clients going? Is it the quality of the lead that's going down or what? And the actual situation was, it was not the quality of the lead. She like still gets leads the same way. A lot of times by referral, sometimes through agencies, sometimes through, just past clients coming back for more work and things like that. So it's like she continues to get leads from the same locations, but those same leads are no longer buying the high levels of service. And so she was having to lower pricing, and sometimes the price would get so low that she would actually just lose clients to some of these other cheaper alternatives. For example, there's like Wix, and there's Weebly, there's Squarespace, there's Fiverr, there's Upwork. Like all of these different platforms are really competing for her business. And she literally said to me, I don't think I'm going to have a business in 5 years. Unless, of course, you know, we need to make a change here. But that was the nature of the conversation. I got to thinking about that because that's really applicable to what we're talking about here. Like every time we get on board, it's like, what does your client think that you're doing? That's ultimately what it comes down to. Where are you in your client's mindset? Like when they think that they need to go work with you, what are they thinking? Are they thinking that you're going to be somebody who's like an active participant in generating revenue for them? Or have they come up with this idea, oh, well, I need a website, or I need to change my website, or I need to add a new page, or I have some kind of a technical thing that I need to implement that I haven't done yet, and you know, this other person here can do it for me. Let's call them up and kind of get that going. Is that the kind of relationship that you have? Or are you more in the leadership role when it comes to kind of running the show with regard to online development and digital marketing? And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today in two different ways. There's two different things that I wanted to bring up about all of this. The first one is all of the cheaper alternatives. Like what's going on when it comes to these cheaper alternatives, and how does that impact what we're doing today, especially in the context of building these high-value WordPress sites? And then the second thing we're going to talk about is what can you do about it so that it's not at all a doom and gloom situation. Like, I was actually having a bit of a conversation on Facebook last night, and and the idea was that there's a lot of things that you can do that mean that right now is like the best opportunity for people to really crush it with their clients. And that's kind of the second part of what I want to talk about, because the first part is kind of laying the groundwork for how, on one hand, this could be a really scary situation where, like, literally in 5 years, maybe you don't even have a business if you're trying to compete against, like, you know, the people overseas and on Upwork and on Craigslist and Fiverr and all these other cheaper places. On the other hand, maybe it's actually the turning point for where you actually make a significantly better business for yourself and for your clients by doing something significantly deeper and better and serving your clients in a more fundamental way that actually generates results for them. And that's what we're going to get to at the second part of our conversation today. But the first part, we have to go through the first part first, because you can't really get to the situation where you're going to make the shift unless you know what you're shifting from. And that's where I wanted to kind of talk to you guys today, because we talked about expectations. Like, what are the thoughts behind your clients' motivations for connecting with you? And one of the things that comes up is your client is going to have expectations for what they want to pay up front. And those expectations are going to be shaped by maybe they built a website before, maybe they hired you before at a significantly lower price, and now you need to, you know, kind of shift your pricing and you want to start making more money. Maybe you want to shift the kind of relationship that you have, where instead of just kind of being on call, you're actually putting a plan in place to really further your client's business. And so you want to shift the relationship there. So what that means is your clients are going to come to your meeting with expectations, both in terms of who you are and what they want to, or what they're expecting to pay for your services. And sometimes it will be based on a past interaction with you. Sometimes the expectations will be based on interactions that your clients had with their friends and other people who have built websites. Maybe they've gone online and kind of looked around on Facebook or on Fiverr or Upwork and kind of gotten a feel for what other people are doing. And the problem with all of that is the expectations in your client's mind are dramatically different from the reality of what you're planning to present to them if you are in this group and trying to do these high-value WordPress projects. And so so kind of right off the bat, you have this situation where you can't even begin to talk price, because a lot of times what people will say, like one of the first things that clients will say when they begin to engage with you is, what does it cost? And that's a big problem because of what we just said. It's their expectations of what they think they're buying is dramatically different from what you're actually trying to present to them. And the reason it's so different is because very few people are taking the full scope into picture. And it's what I call serving clients rather than selling websites. And it's one of those things where if you feel uncomfortable like talking about money or asking for money or like selling things, and you don't want to be one of those salesy kinds of people, then what I'm talking about here is going to be great for you, because you don't ever have to sell anything. What you do is you present what you can do to for someone, and if it makes sense for them to move forward, then they do. And sometimes it'll get to a situation where it doesn't even make sense to make the offer. Like, you don't even want to present a price because you don't want to work with them because they don't do something that you feel like you can help with, or it's a topic that you're not interested in, or the client doesn't have the personality that's going to work well with you, or they're not looking for a long-term kind of partnership style relationship and they just want like this one and done, you know, $100 website or something. And so you have this whole difference in expectation. And when you make the shift from selling, which basically what selling is like, you have this, you know, think of it like this. You set out a table, and on the table you put all these little widgets, right? And the widgets are the things that you can do. It's like websites, logo design, branding, you know, Facebook ads, whatever it is that you know how to do, you kind of put that on the table. And then you hope somebody walks past the table and says, oh, look, you can do logos, I'll buy a logo from you. And they're like, great, I just sold a logo. Or somebody will say, oh, look, you build websites, that seems like a good price, I'll take one of those websites. And now you've sold the website. And you try to do a great job building the website or building the logo or whatever it is that they're buying from you. You try to do an excellent job producing that thing. So there's no malice in any of this. Nobody's trying to do anything bad or take advantage of anyone. But it's not at all at the same level as serving clients, because serving clients takes it to the next step, which means once you deliver the website, is it going to result in the outcome your client is expecting? Because nobody just wants to buy websites. It's not like, you know, going out and buying a kayak and then you have the kayak and you're happy because you own the kayak or whatever it is that somebody might buy. No, people don't buy websites out of the joy of owning the website. They buy the website out of the joy of the results the website produces for their business in terms of generating clients, generating awareness, maybe helping save some time, you know, getting better leads, whatever it might be. You know, it's the results that that thing produces. Kind of in the same sense that, like, you know, you don't really buy gasoline or whatever for the happiness of having the gasoline. You buy it because when you put it into stuff, the stuff can do something for you. And that's kind of the idea behind serving, which is different from selling. So serving means you don't even offer anything to someone until you feel 100% confident that what you're offering is legitimately what they actually need in order to get those ultimate goals and outcomes that they're really looking for. And so that's why when someone says, hey, what does it cost? You might even say, hey, you know what? It doesn't cost anything. Like, there's no let's not even talk about price, because we haven't even decided if it's going to be a good fit. And so that's the difference between serving and selling, because if you're selling something and someone says, what did it cost? You'll say, oh, well, prices start at $3,000 or whatever it is your price is, because you've thought ahead. So if you're posting pricing on your website, that should be a giant red flag that you're in this selling mode, because you're assuming that you know what your client needs ahead of time and that they understand exactly what they're buying ahead of time. And that's why you can just say, here's what it costs. Whereas when you get into this situation that we're going to be talking about here in a little bit, about what it really means to serve your clients in a way that is results oriented, you can't really tell people what it costs, because their understanding of what you're describing is dramatically different from the reality of what you're describing. So you have to actually get on the same page with what you're talking about before you can say what the price is. Otherwise, it's like you're pricing, like, you know, a bicycle at a car dealership lot or something like that. It's like when if somebody is going to buy a bike and you tell them the price of a car, then they're going to be like, wow, that's incredibly too expensive. And you might be thinking, oh, it's not expensive at all. I mean, do you know how much cars cost? And then they're thinking, well, that's too expensive for a bike. And so what you need to do is you need to explain, like, we're talking cars here. We're not talking bikes. And not only are we talking cars, but we're talking like cars that actually, you know, rock, you know, like luxury cars or whatever. And now we know what we're talking about so that when you begin to articulate what the price is, that everything's on the same page and everyone understands. So what that means is expectations have to be set before you even discuss pricing. And so we've talked before about, should I put pricing on my website? And obviously, and emphatically, the answer is no, because your client it's not because you're trying to hide your price. It's because your clients don't understand what the price is for. Even if you try to describe it on the website, they still don't understand what the price is for, because it's dramatically different from all of their other experiences, whether it be past experience with you, past experience with other developers, experience on Upwork, Fiverr, Craigslist, hiring someone, whatever. The expectation and the understanding of what you're talking about fundamentally is different, which means you can't talk about the value of it, because your value and their value is regarding totally separate things. So you got to get that cleared out in the beginning. And so that's kind of like the big thing about, you know, your clients that have these expectations ahead of time. What does that mean about pricing and all that other stuff? And and then here's the other thing. So when it comes to the pricing, we just talked about how clients may have an expectation of kind of what things are for, but there's another factor in what they're willing to pay. And that other factor is, well, I don't really want to learn Wix. You know, like, for example, most people probably could become aware of the fact that, in fact, I even know a business, like there's a medical practice that it's not a medical practice. It's like a consortium of doctors who've created some software, and that they sell the software to other doctors to try to get like a comprehensive scope around somebody's, like, you know, health situation. And then from that software, they're able to make these holistic recommendations on health. So it's not just like medication, sometimes even how to get off medication in exchange for diet, exercise, you know, your genetic makeup and your lifestyle, and like all of these different things that play together. But the point is, they've got this software, they connect in with these doctors, and sometimes what they'll do is, you know, the doctors will say something like, hey, I need a website so that I can kind of, you know, get out online and everything. Can you guys build me a website? And they say, we sell a $500 package where we'll teach you how to build a Wix website. And so sometimes that will be a thing. So they're actually paying $500 for the instruction on how to use Wix. And then they go and build the Wix website entirely themselves. But anyway, the point is that a lot of times clients will be aware of the fact that there are cheaper alternatives, because of the whole expectation thing we just talked about a second ago. And when they start talking to you, the reason they're talking to you instead of going with the cheaper alternatives is because they don't really want to do the cheaper alternatives. Like, they don't want to build a Wix website one Saturday afternoon, or they don't want to have to, like, you know, project manage some kind of a project on Upwork or something like that, or have to, like, interface with people overseas. And they don't want to spend the time doing that. They don't want to learn, you know, whatever the tools are to pull all that together. And so they want to hire you, because it's kind of the next best option. It's like, you know, maybe they could save a little bit of money doing it themselves, but they don't feel like it. And so by working with you, you do all of that stuff. They just tell you what they want. And then maybe it's less time intensive for them, less pain or whatever, to kind of move forward. And that's kind of the next thing. So how much is that worth? How much is it worth to not have to manage the project yourself, to not have to learn Wix or whatever, you know, all of those different things? And it's worth a little bit, you know, it's worth something. You know, there's some value where it would be better for them not to have to do all that stuff than to learn how to do all that stuff. And that's the price of your work. So that's the thing, the value that your client is feeling. Now, I'm not at all, don't be confused, I'm not talking about what the true, actual, real value of your work is based on your expertise and the years you've got kind of into all of this and your skill set and all the tools you know how to use and all that stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the value in the eyes of your client, because they don't understand a lot of that stuff. They don't really even know what it is. What I'm saying is, when your client first approaches you, what they're thinking in terms of what they're willing to spend is, I don't want to have to go to Wix and learn how to use it and spend my Saturday doing it. And I don't want to have to go into Upwork and like put together an RFP and do the whole project management thing. And instead, let me just tell you what to do, and then we'll make it happen from there. And there, and that's what the value is. But the problem is that value is not large, because if you get to the point where maybe you charge $1,000 for your work, something like that, but they could go on to Upwork and get something, you know, comparable for $500, maybe the fact that they don't have to go into Upwork or whatever the cheaper alternative is and do all that stuff is worth $500 for them. But it's not worth $5,000 for them. Because as soon as you begin to say, well, it's, you know, we're talking $5,000 and not $500, then your client's going to be, you know, that's when their hair blows back and and out comes the, I can't afford that. That's too much. That's outside of what we're expecting. You know, what else can we do, kind of a thing. And then now you have to decide, well, do you just lower your price back to a point where you know that, you know, you're trying to compete with like all these cheaper things and you're not going to hit the revenue goals that you have and it's just going to be a mess and you're going to feel resentment over it and whatever, but at least you haven't lost the project? Or are you going to say, well, you know what, I reckon, you know, this is the wrong client, or I priced myself out of the market? And so many good clients kind of get pushed off as being the wrong clients because of this very thing. Because you say a price, the price is much larger than what they think the pain of doing the cheaper alternative is, and so they go with the cheaper alternative, and everything and all of this value is left on the table for everybody. Obviously, the value is left on the table for you in the sense that you're not making any money off the project because you just lost it, but you're leaving value on the table for them, and this is where we get into the second thing. You're leaving value on the table for them because they're not getting the results that they're counting on you for or that they really need for their business. And that's where the huge opportunity is. That's so huge because there's two things that are true at the same time. The first thing that's true is that most people are really struggling when it comes to like selling websites. And as evidence of this, I actually posted a video last night onto the Building High Value WordPress Sites, you know, Facebook page, of a guy who literally went onto Upwork. I think actually it was Fiverr. He actually went onto Fiverr and bought a $100 website and then kind of documented the, in fact, I think he bought two websites. I think he bought a $100 website and a $30 website and then documented the experience to see if it was going to be good or bad. And to his surprise, and really my surprise too, as I was watching it, which is why I posted it, it was pretty good. It wasn't awful. It wasn't. Now, I also want to put the disclaimer out there that people's results can vary wildly when it comes to this sort of a situation. Like sometimes, like in fact, I used to, like years ago, one of my main jobs was fixing projects that came back from either overseas development or like people, inexperienced people and things like that. And that was the thing. And so like, I know that the results are all over the place, but like if you go onto Fiverr and you find someone who's got a good reputation and they've got, you know, good reviews and things like that, and they're selling really inexpensive, like $100 websites, you can find that you'll get a website that can, like, I think Elementor was the page builder that was used. So that meant that he could hand the project off to his client. The client could then kind of visually build out more pages if they wanted to. They had like a really nice layout. The colors looked pretty nice. And you know, it looked like a pretty legit website. Like it was like, if someone said, what do you think that costs? I would have said it was probably $1,000, not $100. That kind of level of a result for $100 on Fiverr. And it took like 5 days or something like that to get it. It was like a really quick turnaround time too. Now, granted, I do know that sometimes people will give you a website and it's got like nulled themes and plugins and they're not legit and it's going to cause problems down the road. It did not seem to be the case that situation was present with this particular example. But anyway, that's the whole point, that you can get a pretty good site for about $100 on Fiverr if you kind of play your cards right in that situation. And so if you're trying to compete with that, you can't do that. But here's the other thing. That website, so first of all, the guy made like a fake business for himself. It was about like pigeon training, which is not even a real thing. Like he went on to like a random word generator, clicked the random word generator until it came up with a word that he thought was funny, and pigeon was the first word that he thought. He was like, oh, I'm going to be like a pigeon trainer. And then he tried to find like a domain name that was available that kind of was in the context of this new business name. And then he went and created like a fake, you know, logo for himself for free at logomaker.com. And and then kind of put together just some raw assets so that he could then give to the person. So like a domain name, a hosting account, like a little logo, and maybe like a list of pages he wanted on the site and things like that. And then, you know, kind of gave that to the guy on Fiverr, and the guy came back with a really nice looking site. And it was kind of an eye-opening experience. But here's the thing. The guy on Fiverr didn't think at all about any of the factors that matter with regard to getting results and success for his client, and was just selling a website, right? Like he said, like kind of on his profile, I build websites. Other people had hired him to build websites. He had done a fairly successful job at that. And now this guy was hiring this guy on Fiverr, and the guy on Fiverr sold a website, right? But he didn't think through, what can I do that's really going to make a difference for someone who trains pigeons? And is this even like a legit business? And where do they get customers from? And, you know, what kind of tools could we put in place to actually drive the kind of customers he wants? And what kind of revenue is he trying to generate? And so what kind of prices does he need to charge? Like none, zero of the business development aspect of this guy's business was even considered during the building of the website phase. And that is where all of the opportunity lies. It's like, what can you do with your technical skills to pave the road to the actual results that your clients want? So the bottom line, the main point that I'm trying to make with this conversation today is that it's incredibly hard and is going to continue to get harder and harder and harder to sell websites when you can get a $100 website on Fiverr. Because however good the experience is today with getting work on Fiverr or Upwork or building your own site on Wix, or however good those page builder tools are, or even people that try to build their own WordPress site, although that's a whole other story for another time, however good it is right now for someone to go down one of these cheaper alternative paths, it's going to be even better next year. Like, there's no way that Wix is going to get worse. I mean, I guess perhaps maybe they get merged in with some other business and maybe go away in terms of the brand. But the overall point of being able to have online page builders, like do-it-yourself page building, website building platforms, is obviously going to keep getting better and better. Same thing as WordPress gets easier and easier to use. Like a couple of years ago, nobody knew anything at all about Elementor. There was no such thing as Beaver Builder. Like, you had to, like, you know, find themes. And before that, you had to build themes. And so, like, just use your mind and kind of step back in time as to what it was like to build websites. And we're obviously on this rapid trend towards making it easy, inexpensive to get websites. Whether it's, you know, regardless of the platform, getting a website's pretty easy. And so, but the problem is, none of those websites are performing for the clients, and everyone knows it. That's why they're so cheap. That's why clients aren't willing to spend anything on it, because they don't have any confidence at all that when they spend $1,000 on a website, that that's going to generate $10,000 or $100,000 or whatever. There's no positive return on investment from that expense. What they're basically doing is saying, I need like a ticket to have a presence online. Because, you know, if someone says, what's your website? And I say, I don't have one, then I look stupid. That's pretty much the extent of how they intend to use the website. Maybe put it on a business card, have something to say if someone says, what's your website? Can I check it out? And then maybe if they feel so inclined to have, you know, the distant dream of at some point we'll do some like SEO work and then maybe Google will find me organically, you know, something like that. You know, kind of like the lottery ticket of hope for a website tends to be SEO in most clients' minds. So that's kind of the idea. So that's what they're thinking, and therefore it only costs $100. Like it's worth it to, you know, if I can get it for $100, great. You know, if I can get it for $1,000, maybe we'll do that if it saves me some pain. But I'm not going to go any higher than that because I have no confidence that it's. I mean, it's just a bad deal. It's like, nobody would go out and, you know, spend $100,000 on a laptop, for example, because laptops don't cost that much. You know, like you kind of have a kind of your mind, like if you're going to go buy a laptop, you kind of have a price range probably somewhere between $1,000 and $3,000, $1,000 and $5,000 if you buy MacBooks or something. And if someone comes out and says, hey, you know, something just dramatically outside of the price point of whatever you have in mind, then you're like, well, that's so stupid. I'm just going to, you know, why would I spend $1,000,000 over there when I could spend, you know, just a couple bucks over here? And so that's kind of the issue when it comes to these prices. So what you want to do is you need to shift the expectation. So back to what we were talking about in the beginning, it comes back to the expectation. And the expectation in your client's mind is, I just need that online ticket to have a little space online. But you are thinking, and this is where the opportunity is. The opportunity is, what combination of the tools and skills and experience and everything that you know how to do can you put together into a system that's going to get the actual results your client wants? So for example, you know, if you're working with someone in a particular industry, maybe it's landscaping or something like that, then, you know, what can you do to find landscaping clients for people? And what tools can you put in place online to really amplify things that are working for people? And, you know, the whole point is like, do you even know anything about landscaping? Is that why you want to work with them? Because I'll talk to a lot of people and I'll say, hey, you know, what kind of clients do you want to work with? And they're like, oh yeah, I want to work with like doctors and chiropractors and dentists and stuff. And I was like, so do you know anything about, do you ever go to a chiropractor? No, I don't do that. It's like, well, why do you want to work with a chiropractor? Well, they've got the money for a $5,000 website, right? They're doctors, they're rich. And that's why they choose the market, even though they don't know anything about, you know, what it's like. So what my encouragement to you is, if you want to work with a particular industry, like pick an industry where you know something about it, where you have access to people who do that thing, where you could, you know, potentially, you know, have leads built in from past clients or something like that. And then do it, take an inventory of what you know how to do and say, well, what combination of all these services can I put together to really make a difference for the clients that I want to be working with? And that's the ultimate goal. Then you can lay it out and you can say, hey, look, if we did this and then we did that and then we did this last thing, don't you think that would generate a lot of business for you? Don't you see how that would be dramatically better than whatever it is you're doing right now where you're not doing all of that stuff? And then you begin to shift your client's expectation. That's the pivot point. Like when you begin to lay out the road to how someone gets these outcomes and the road is paved with your technical skill set that's unique to you, that's outside of the mind of your client, then you've dramatically changed the situation. You can charge 5 to 10 times more than everybody else, or 5 to 10 times more than you were charging before because of this, because you can articulate the return on investment. You close the door to all of these other cheaper paths because who else has your exact skill set? Who has all of the things that you know how to do? And even if they had those things, most of the time, no one is putting it together like that. And instead, they're asking your client to put the path together, and they don't even know how to ask for the stuff that you know how to do. Like they don't know the names of the things and why that you do all this stuff. So if you're relying on your client to put together that path to success, that's where everything falls apart. That's what everyone else is doing. And if you can come to the table bringing leadership, that leadership will instill confidence in your clients because you'll say, hey, look, here's the path we're going to go down. And you're going to be leading them down this path that you're paving with your technical skill set, and it's directly going towards the actual goal of getting more clients or generating more revenue or increasing their brand visibility or whatever it is that the goal is that they have. You're taking them to that business goal and you're paving the road to that business objective with your technical skills. That's the whole point of double stack. That's the double stack. It's the tech stack. It's the business development stack. And when you put those two things together, then you're really going somewhere with that. And that's the differentiating factor. And then when you lay it out like that, you're dramatically shifting the stage. You're changing your client's expectations. You're charging 5 to 10 times more than you're currently charging and that everyone else is charging. And your clients are accepting it because they're not able to get that kind of service anywhere. You're literally serving your clients. You're not just selling websites. You're serving your clients at a higher level than everyone else. And because you're doing that, that closes the door to all the other cheaper alternatives. Like they can't go onto Wix and build a website that will generate the outcomes that you're laying out to them because they don't even know what to even ask for or how to do it or any of those other things. They can't even go on Upwork or whatever and put out a request for proposal that's anywhere near the level of what you're offering because they don't even know the stuff that you're putting in the thing. Like they don't know how to do any of that stuff or how to orchestrate that or ask someone for it. And that's the opportunity. That's a huge, I can't underscore enough the level of that opportunity. In fact, I'll give you an example. Yesterday morning, I opened up my laptop And one of the double stackers emailed me and said, hey, it's a done deal, signed contract, 21,000 plus contract. It was like $21,200 or something like that. Contract signed. They accepted the whole thing. And that project started out as a $1,200 project. It's just going to be like a small little project for a website. Yeah, he brought it to me. We worked on it together. We thought about, well, what can we do that's different? You know, how can we pave that path to those business objectives? Like, what can we put on? Like, what are the ingredients that make up that pavement? And then we put all that together, and then he presented it. I just helped him with the structure of it and everything. And then he goes out there, presents this thing, and it's literally over $21,200 for that whole project. So literally, he was leaving over $20,000 on the table, which is a huge problem for him and for his client. It was obviously a huge problem for him. Like, wouldn't it be great to have an extra 20 grand? But here's the real heart of the matter. The client is served at a much deeper level. The client was missing $20,000 of service. You know, from one, so he was just going to go off with. I mean, imagine if you were going to go camping, and you were going to go camping somewhere like crazy, like at the top of some super tall mountain, or maybe even bigger. You were going to go like to the moon or something. Like, you were going to take a big trip and you needed a lot of gear, and someone says, okay, I'm going to give you $1,000 worth of gear, and, you know, off you go to the moon or whatever, to the top of the mountain. And then, of course, you would get to the top of the mountain. You'd be like, oh, shucks, I don't have nearly what I need to survive. As opposed to, here's what you really need. And it's actually $20,000. And then you get there. And of course, not only are you having the time of your life, but you're seeing all this beautiful scenery. It's fantastic. You're having a great experience. And it's because you have what you need. So imagine if you only had $1,000 of the stuff and you needed $20,000. Imagine what the difference in experience would be if you're on the top of a mountain and you need $20,000 worth of gear, you've only got $1,000 of it. That's the problem. Like, people are sending people off onto the tops of these mountains with 1/20th or less of what they actually need to be successful. And that's why everyone's dying on the mountain. And that's where the opportunity is. So if you can bring to them what they really need to be successful at all of this, then everyone has an amazing experience. Your client is actually generating leads, getting customers, building their business. And I can't even begin to underscore how satisfying and awesome it feels to be part of a situation where you're seeing your clients thrive at that level. And not just one client. You can have as many clients as you want. So you can duplicate that experience over and over. It makes your life feel dramatically more meaningful, at least your business life, your work life. Obviously, that's not the only thing people do. But the point is, if you're sitting around thinking that your job stinks and you do meaningless work and you're not able to really put together all the stuff that you want to be able to serve your clients because the budget's not there for it and things like that, and then you can make this shift and instead of $1,000, you're making $21,000, and now you can do a ton of stuff and you can really have success there. That's a very, very fun and satisfying thing, both for you and for your clients. Everyone wins. In fact, it's a triple win. Your clients' customers are going to be thanking you for being able to connect the two of them so that they can, you know, enjoy one another's services. That's the thing. It's a huge, huge win. And that's where the opportunity is. And it's a huge opportunity sitting there right now for anyone who's ready to take it, because all of these cheaper alternatives, whether it's Wix or Squarespace or Weebly or Fiverr or Upwork, cheaper developers, whatever, you know, all of these other cheaper paths, it appears as though it's the kind of thing that's kind of helping people, because now people have access to less expensive websites, but no one is getting the results out of it, or very, very few people are getting the results that they really need. Because, you know, I think that there's probably some people that don't really need results with, like, for example, I know, like, some people like throw up like a piano lesson teaching, you know, kind of thing, and you know, it's a kind of low ticket thing, you can't really take that many clients, whatever, you're not really looking for results, and so Wix is really good for that. Or maybe you're getting married and you want to have like a quick wedding website to tell people the directions and what's on your wedding list or whatever. Like, so places like Wix and things are great for that, because you don't need it. But when you're talking about businesses and people that can do something awesome for somebody else, they're not getting the results that they need from all of these cheaper paths. That's the huge opportunity. And we've never had an opportunity this large where that many people are suffering at that degree. And if you can come to the table and pave that road, literally there's at least, there's like $20,000 of opportunity per project sitting on the table right now. And you know what happened yesterday was just a small example of that. So that's kind of how I want to wrap things up today. We kind of went a little bit longer than normal, I guess. But it's such an important point. I can't underscore enough how important of a point it is to stop selling these websites and to start serving your clients. Because if your client is viewing you as an implementer of technical resources, the problem with that is there's so many ways to get technical things implemented today. And where are you going to be in 5 years from now if you're trying to keep competing with that? Because that's going to keep getting bigger and better. And you're going to keep having to lower your prices to combat all of that stuff unless you make the shift. And the shift is stop just doing the technical implementation. Start working on, you know, thinking through how you can legitimately serve your clients at a deeper level and do two things at once. Do business development and have the technical skills to implement the things that you're talking about. And when you make that shift, then it's an easy transition to a much more sustainable, profitable business that's so much more fulfilling because you're seeing your clients have success, you're having success, and everybody's winning. That's the kind of outcome that making that shift can really do for you. So if you're sitting there listening to this thinking, well, yeah, that's exactly what I really want to do, then let's get on the phone and start doing it. You know, that's, you know, let's do that. So I've got my calendar set up. Go to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up. Pick a time that works for you, and let's talk about how to do all of this stuff in the context of your business. So, like, I go in here, I try to do the best I can, but there's over 1,000 people in this group. And so I can't address everybody's business all at once. But when we get on the phone, we can say, well, what industries are you working on? What kind of past clients do you have? What unique skills? I just talked to somebody this morning who speaks Spanish. And so because she speaks Spanish and English, that opens up an opportunity for her for different types of clients than if she didn't speak Spanish. And so that's kind of what we're talking about here, where like, let's look at your skill set. Like, what degree do you have in whatever? Where have you been spending your time? What do you know about? What industries do you know about? What technical skills do you have? And let's put all of that together so that you can use everything that you've got to really differentiate yourself, to set yourself apart in terms of pricing, to attract a different kind of client that's your ideal client, so that you can really serve them at this fundamentally different and deeper level. And that's what we'll do on the phone. We'll get on there, we'll talk about this, we'll figure out like what do you need to be charging to kind of hit the revenue goals that you have? You know, what do we need to change about your business structure to make sure that you've got the time and ability to actually hit those goals? And then we'll actually start saying, well, how do we actually find these clients now? And we'll put all of that stuff together and put a step-by-step plan in place so that you don't have to be thinking, well, where am I going to be in 5 years? You know, like I'm seeing, you know, this downward trend, everything, you know, let's turn that back around. So head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar and pick a time. It's a two-step process though, because after you pick that time, you'll also see a little application, like a little form where I ask for like your website and like just a little description of like what you're currently working on so that I can prepare, so that we can pack that conversation. It's like 45 minutes of awesome. So that's kind of how the system works. Would love to really talk to you guys about all of this. So if any of this is resonating with you, like if you feel like you're losing clients to cheaper alternatives, or you're thinking about lowering your price, or every time you say your price, your client's like, I can't afford it. It's too much. If you feel like you're kind of running into that wall, let's get on the phone and kind of break through that. Just get through it once and for all. So you can have a fundamentally better business that's more fulfilling for you and for your clients. So if this has been resonating with you, hop over and leave a little message. And I got so carried away, I didn't look at all of the notes here. But it's great to see everybody. I see Chris, I see Gabe, I see Valerie, Chrissy, and Ben. Everybody is there. So lots of high fives to everybody. It's great to see you guys. Terrific. All right, guys. So that's what we got for today. Leave a comment if you want to talk about it more. And if you want to catch us on the go, don't forget we've got the podcast open at Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify. You can check it out there. And that way you can get these sessions on the go. All right, guys. I will look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday at 2. That's when we do these sessions. Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we get on here and do these live sessions. So if you're checking this out on the podcast and you want to be part of it and the be live and kind of interact, head over to Building High Value WordPress Sites. It's the name of our Facebook group where we do these live sessions every week. Awesome, guys. I look forward to seeing you again next week. Until then, high five.